This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR where we help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. Tonight, we want you to call in and talk about how you are keeping yourself fit, or trying to, during this pandemic. Gyms are closed now for about 2 months. So are many public spaces. But online fitness classes are booming, trailheads are packed with cars, the weather's warming up, some days. What's giving you the motivation to exercise right now? Has the pandemic forced you to abandon certain routines and pick up new ones? What's your little nugget of workout inspiration? Is it an app, a YouTube channel that's getting you through this? Let's help each other get motivated here to stay active as much as we can. Call us to talk. Our number is 603-513-7700. Share your workout tip. You know, what is it? Is it like a 6-minute workout? I've heard about those. I would love to hear from someone who actually does a 6-minute workout. That would be great. One more time, the number is 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. Or email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Before we head over to the phones, first, let's recap what we know about coronavirus in New Hampshire today. A COVID-19 outbreak at a nursing home in Goffstown is larger than previously reported. The Hillsborough County Nursing Home has 29 residents and 5 staff who've tested positive for COVID-19. The nursing home's administrator says 31 of those 34 people did not show symptoms. New Hampshire hospitals are ringing alarm bells over how much money they've lost due to the pandemic, over $300 million in losses as of the end of April, according to the New Hampshire Hospital Association. That's despite an influx of millions of dollars in federal coronavirus relief. And malls are open in southern New Hampshire along the Massachusetts border. Still, Governor Chris Sununu is asking Massachusetts residents not to drive north to shop. There's more news at our website, nhpr.org, where you can sign up for our coronavirus newsletter. So the show tonight, we try as often as we can on New Hampshire Calling to focus on the parts of daily life that all of us are sharing in this pandemic. What's the shared experience? All of our routines have had to change. And the question right now for this show is this: how are you staying physically active? Are you staying physically active? Is it biking, hiking, gardening, apps, YouTube, whatever? What's your shortcut to find the time to exercise? Maybe you are keeping it as simple as possible. Maybe a simple walk outside alone is enough to keep your mental health in check each day. New Hampshire Calling is live, and our phone number is 603-513-7700. Again, our phone number is 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Joining me now is Laura Kanoy. Laura Kanoy is going to be on our show for a little bit. It's going to blow some listeners' minds to hear you at this time of night. Hey, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jack. It's fun to be with you.
Yeah, it's good. I haven't seen you. Man,
I know.
How long has
it been? I've been broadcasting from home. Two months.
It's been 2 months. Yes, that's exactly how long it's been. So you're the host of The Exchange, which is, of course, NHPR's morning call-in show. And one fun fact about Laura Kanoy is that you are a total fitness junkie. You and I both live in Concord, and I think, you know, in a previous world, I saw you at the Y like twice a week, all over the Y too. I feel like I see you in every part of the Y. Like, how much is this an actual part of your day-to-day life?
Wow. So I've been teaching at the Concord Family YMCA for 25 years. 25 years.
Yeah. That's longer than you've been on the air at NHPR as the host of the Exchange, right?
It's actually just about the exact same. It's the exact same. So I started teaching at the Y in the fall of 1995, and I started the Exchange in the fall of 1995.
Wow.
I started teaching step aerobics, and if you know what that is, you're dating yourself, but that's what I started. Then I taught a strength class for a bunch of years, and then always on Tuesday nights, by the way, because when the kids were little, that was the night. That was the day my husband worked at home, so I could teach. And then for the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, I've taught a class called Spin and Core, where we spin, which, if you know what that is, that's where you're biking to music and doing all sorts of drills.
And then it's like stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And then the core, well, you're working your core. So that's been my class for the last 5 or 6 years. So,
yeah.
And sadly, I taught the last group class at the Y before it closed. So that Tuesday night, you know, it was the last night. Honestly, it felt like a funeral. I mean, it was so sad. There were 4 people in class. All the other classes that night had already just canceled. And I just, after I finished class, Jack, I went down to the locker room and I cried for 20 minutes. It was awful.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Yeah. And Lori, you are a longtime Y member. I just got a Y membership this year for the first time in my life. And I was swimming and loving it. And it's like, you know, when you've got kids at home, just time alone is great. You go to the Y, you feel better. I was in the pool all the time and cannot do it now. And I'm so curious, like, it's such a part of our mental health to do whatever that physical thing is. So how have you had to adapt, you know, your workout routine, and how's it impacting the way you sort of stay sane in this moment and find some space?
Right. Well, speaking of the pool, I miss it terribly. And you and I did bump into each other a couple times there. And there's no replacement for the pool. And it's still too cold to jump in Turkey Pond or the Merrimack River.
So. I'm not going in. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I have done some classes online, both through the Y and just on YouTube. And, you know, I can't say enough about the Y. It's fantastic. So the classes are great. But I have to say, Jack, I am spending 9, 10, 11, sometimes 12 hours a day in front of a screen preparing for my show. Because as you know, there's been a lot going on. So sometimes I just don't want to be in front of a screen. So I have not been availing myself of the excellent resources that are available online for fitness.
And so, and I'm in the same boat, like I cannot handle any more screen time in this. And for me, it's just getting outside. Getting outside. We're doing all kinds of gardening projects. And to me, like, that counts as physical activity. You know, I got my chainsaw. I'm cutting down trees in the woods. I'm like, we're making a trail, you know, and I just feel like people have to fit it in somewhere, you know, right? Like, you have to find a place to fit it in for your physical and mental health.
That's right. Well, and Concord, if you're a walker, runner, hiker, if you like to road bike, if you like to mountain bike, Concord is one big playground. So I am out just about every day for, you know, a while, an hour, 2 hours. Today I went out and just walked in the woods for 3 hours. Luckily, my kids are older than yours, Jack, so I really don't think they would even notice if I was gone.
Yep.
But I think if I had younger kids, I might be jumping on, you know, YouTube and doing a quick half-hour workout. But my kids are older, so I've got the luxury of just, hey, I'm going out for 2 hours and, you know, I'll be back.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking tonight about, where are you squeezing in that little bit of physical activity, or maybe it's a lot of physical activity during this pandemic? All of our routines have had to change. How have you adapted? Where do you find the time? And when you find the time, what do you do? Is it a 5-minute workout, a 20-minute workout? Are you training for a marathon on a treadmill that you bought 20 years ago and finally are starting to use? Call in and tell us where you are fitting in your workout, whatever it is. We want to hear about it. 603-513-7700. 603-513-7700. Laura, let's go to a call or two, okay? We've got Aaron on the phone from Dover. Hey, Aaron, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing good. So what are you doing?
Oh, well, me and my wife were huge gym fanatics as well.
Yeah.
You know, I was lucky enough, I've been working from home for years, but I found that I had to get out and go to the gym every morning to keep my sanity. And so, just like Laura said, I had the same problem. When they closed my gym, I was crying.
Yeah.
And we've got two young kids, so we tried working out from, without any weights and anything. But what we found is it was impossible to buy anything online because everything was back-ordered. So I ended up taking my storage shed, cleaning it out, and building a gym from scratch.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't order any stuff because everything was sold out if you went to Rogue or anything. So I got some 2x4s delivered and built a squat rack.
Okay.
I am designing and installing a lateral pull-down and row machine this week.
A row machine? Wow, that sounds sophisticated. Is it actually quite simple, like a pulley and a can of cement or something?
Yeah, well, actually, we were able to scrounge up some weights on, searching the internet. So, but the row machine, yeah, a couple pulleys, some steel wire, and some chain, and there you go.
Wow, cool. And are your kids getting into it?
Yeah. I actually got a great video of my wife, my 2-year-old, and my 5-year-old all doing deadlifts this morning.
That's awesome.
That's great. Hey, Aaron, if you can, send us that video at nhcalling@nhpr.org. That would be cool to see that video of you working out in your homemade gym. Thanks for calling into the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're talking about where are you squeezing in your fitness, your workouts during this pandemic. We're going to go now to Anna calling from Route 101. Is that right, Anna?
Yep.
All right. Are you driving right now?
I am.
Okay. Okay.
I'm right here free.
Okay. I'm glad. I don't want to hurt anybody or get anybody in trouble.
Working full time, and so a lot, not a whole lot has changed. It was kind of like I had to work at it to go to the gym once a week, but paying for it was motivation. So I'm not doing that anymore. They put videos up on the internet, and I look at them and think, well, that'd be cool to do, but I don't know. Somehow or another, I just don't have that much time, and
right.
I'm not that motivated. So basically, I'm still doing what I kind of always did. I park at the far end of the parking lot. I take the stairs rather than use the elevator whenever I can.
Right.
Maybe a year ago, I saw this, a thing online suggesting, the fitness app on my phone. I start it when I go to wash my hands, and I just do squats while I'm washing my hands. Squats kind of like prisoner lunges or side lunges or something like that while I'm washing my hands. And by the time I'm done washing and drying them, I usually have a minute in.
That's great.
Over the course of the day, I get a few minutes of squat.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Anna. And you driving east or west right now?
Now I'm off Route 101, so I'm driving north.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling into the show. We appreciate it.
All right.
Laura, do you do that too? Like, if you're like, if I'm going to Target, I'm parking at the back of the lot. If I'm walking up to NHPR, I'm walking up the 6 flights.
I mean, I always walk the stairs.
Yeah.
I don't like elevators, but I love what Anna said because, boy, given how much we're all washing our hands these days, that's a lot of squats, right? I mean, we're all washing our hands 100 times a day.
That's right.
And I love what that other caller said too about, his kids in that homemade gym. That's adorable. I have noticed that, my kids would never go to the Y with me, like ever, ever, ever. But I have gone out mountain biking a couple times with my older boy, and I've been, playing around at the basketball hoop with my younger guy. So that's been nice.
That's great. Yeah. Anybody out there that's listening, are you finding ways to do stuff with your kids? Like, what is the physical activity that is keeping you connected? My wife and I were introducing our son to T-ball today. He was making contact. He doesn't get the base system yet, but he sure knows how to hit the ball. Call us to talk about how you are squeezing in staying active. 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700. Or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Let's go to Joanne in Newmarket. Hey, Joanne, welcome to the show. Have we got Joanne? Joanne in Newmarket, are you there? Okay, if you're there.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hey, we got you. All right, we were right about to give up on you. That's okay.
Sorry.
Go right ahead. You're on the air.
So I have been, I was introduced to something called Step Bet by a coworker.
Step Bet.
And that is linked into my Fitbit, and I have to meet step goals for the week. At the end of 6 weeks, those of us that have completed our goals will split the bet, the pot that's in there. And it's been highly motivational to get me out the door. I run and walk. I also do, I have a gym that went virtual, so I can stream the workouts if I need to, you know, get some strength training or bar classes.
And Joanne, it sounds like you are really embracing the digital moment we are all forced into right now of like, you know, you got your online gym, you've got your Fitbit. Like, is it are you doing it reluctantly? Like, do you have a mind that likes tech anyway, or are you just sort of forcing yourself?
Well, I'm a teacher and I'm teaching remotely now. So I've traded the 2-hour commute each day for some extra time, which is good. But I find that I'm sitting in front of a screen, you know, either teaching one-on-one or in group videos, and then I need to stretch out. And sometimes, if I'm not running the meeting, I can mute it and actually do some stretching while I'm partaking.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you so much for calling in, Joanne, and for listening to the show. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, Laura, we're going to go up against a break. Oops. We're bumping up against a break here, and we're going to say goodnight to you. I know you got to wake up early to do your show, and so we really appreciate you being on the line for us. But, you know, any parting words of wisdom as a long-term, you know, coach and fitness, everything? I mean, it's part of your life, and you teach it. What is the simplest advice you can give on, like, people staying motivated right now?
Just tell yourself you're going for 5 minutes. And then after 5 minutes, just tell yourself only 5 minutes more. And after 5 minutes, tell yourself only 5 minutes more. And pretty soon, that's 15 minutes.
Awesome. I love it. Well, we'll cue you out because you talked about riding on your bike. never mind. We've got the Queen bicycle song for later in the show, I think, but not right now. Either way, thank you so much for being on the show. And I really hope to see you at the Y, like, as soon as possible.
Oh,
I'm afraid it'll
be great,
be a bit,
Jack.
Though.
You take care.
Yeah, you too. This is New Hampshire Calling. Call us to talk about where you are squeezing in your exercise, 5 minutes a day, 2 hours a day, whatever it is. Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. Stay with us. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. Welcome back. We are a pop-up show from NHPR where we help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm live in Concord, and we are talking with you, taking your calls and your emails about working out through this pandemic, staying fit. Even little bits here and there. How do you find the time? Do you do it with your family, or do you need to be alone when you exercise? How do you make it work? We want to hear from you. 603-513-7700. 513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. So, we've got people on the phones, and I want to get to them right now. So let's get to John, who is calling from Concord Correctional Facility. Hey, John, thanks so much for listening in there and for calling.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So how do you work out? How are you working out?
Well, right now I'm walking around, and it's a little bit difficult because of all the people here, but tomorrow I'm starting a stairs routine where I run up and down stairs and listen to the radio.
Yeah.
And
and how much do you have, like, how much physical space do you have to be active?
Hardly any.
Yeah.
They built this place in the Reagan administration when I was here, and we're over 300% of the design capacity. We have a 52-foot basketball court and another one the same size, which is two handball courts for, like, 300 people. And, like I said, you know, it's like an obstacle course trying to get around here, even we're just walking around. But when I do the stairs, it's a little bit difficult because it shakes the whole building, and a whole bunch of people do that. And at certain times, like at 5:30 in the morning when I do them, I have to go up and down real slow because otherwise the whole building shakes.
Right.
So,
wow. Yeah. But it sounds like, you know, run of stairs, like, that's no joke. I mean, how many, last question for you, how many flights of stairs do you have?
Well, it's three floors.
Yeah.
So it's six.
Up and down, up and down.
Yeah, it's galvanized steel on the outside, but, you know, it's attached right to where the living unit is. So then if people like me, I'm a, 5.5 foot, 200-pound individual, and if you just wanted to slam up and down them, it would be like shaking the whole building. So I just glide up and glide down, which is good for me at my age. But still.
Sure. Well, thanks, John. John, we appreciate you listening in there at Concord Correctional Facility, and thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
Let's go now to Kristen, who is in Keene, over in Keene. Hey, Kristen, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What are you doing?
So a variety of things. With my kids, we're playing basketball, and we're in the street playing pickleball.
Okay, pickleball. Hold on.
Sports are closed.
Let's explain. What is pickleball?
So pickleball is a little, it's kind of a cross between tennis and ping pong. I mean, that's how people describe it. So it's hard paddles and almost like a small hard whiffle type ball that has holes in it. And it's very popular. It's gained a lot of popularity over the last few years.
And it's a cool kid and family game to play.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. So it's great. So we just play in front of our house or in the street and move every time cars come. It's a fairly quiet street. Or we'll play tennis if we want to go long.
Yeah.
But pickleball is a fairly short game. You know, the space between you is workable.
Right. And you could order yourself a pickleball set on Amazon if you wanted to try it out with your kids. Yeah.
Pick one up at CVS. I mean, yeah. But if you wanted to order and not go to a store, you could totally do that or order one. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's really fun. So, yeah, that's how we're doing it. And then I walk at night. I walk like 3 or 5 miles, kind of ditch the kids and go take a walk in the dark.
Ditch the kids and walk in the dark. It's quiet.
There's nobody around. There's nobody around. It feels very safe and calming.
And it's kind of like adjusting your nervous system for this crazy moment we're in, right? You like get silence and darkness.
You got it. It's great. I recommend it. Now everybody will be in the street with me.
Everyone in Keene, yeah. Thanks, Kristen, for listening and for calling in. We appreciate it. Yeah.
All right, take care.
Absolutely. I want to introduce another guest who's going to be with us for the long haul for the rest of the show here. He's been on the show once before, but it's been a while. Deo Moueno is on the line. Hey, Deo, you're in Manchester. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. We got a lot of calls, but I want people to know who you are and why I wanted you on this particular show. So, like, you do a lot of stuff. I think creator is a good word for you. You're a motivational speaker. You teach kids and adults at all levels, and you dance. And that is a huge part of your fitness routine and your personality. Tell me just a little bit about, like, where dancing started for you and how big a part of your life and your family's life it is.
No, for sure. 100%. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Dance has always been part of who I am. I'm originally from the Congo, and there's a saying that Central Africa is the heart of entertainment. So I grew up dancing in the Congo, and when I moved to the States in 2000, boy bands and pop music was like super popular. And so I found myself in this crossroad between Congolese music and American music. And that's the genesis of it. That's where it started. And I joined an organization, part of a church group, 2 years in, where they did performing arts, and I started learning choreography through the program, and that's where it started. That's kind of the root of it.
Yeah, yeah. And and you do all kinds of programs with kids in the greater Manchester area, including one you were telling about called Bring It. And the thing that sounds really cool to me about this is that it's a lot of immigrant kids, like you were when you were younger, and you're talk about how you're finding music from their home countries and teaching them dance.
Yeah, Bring It. I got involved with Bring It about 11 years ago while I was in college. I found out that there was this evening after school program in Manchester where they turn this middle school into a community center every Tuesdays and Wednesday. And it was so awesome to be involved with it because I grew up in this community and there was nothing like that. And a lot of our students, they come from all over the world, you know, Nepal, the Congo, Somalia. And one of the things that was unique about it is a lot of the way that we attract the students was through, you know, music and dance, and they would introduce different popular dances from their home country. Mm-hmm. And then we would learn the choreography and teach them that style of dance from their country. And it was really cool to see because the students were able to pick, you know, have identity in who they are through the music that they introduced to us. And I've been involved with the program for the last 11 years. So anywhere from Bollywood music to Afrobeat from Nigeria, all these different types of music.
Awesome. That's so cool. Dea, we got people on the phone, so you and I can chit-chat as we go, but let's hear from some folks who are calling in right now. We are talking tonight on New Hampshire Calling about where and how and why you are finding that little bit of time to work out, to exercise. How do you find the time, and what do you do when you find it? Our number is 603-513-7700. I still want to hear from that person who's doing the six-minute workout. I've heard about them, but I want to know, like, what do you actually do in 6 minutes? Not that I'm judging, because I'm sure not doing it, but how do you do it? Call us at 603-513-7700. Dea, we're going to go to Laurel first in New Boston. Hey, Laurel, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
So I was entered in a 24-hour ultra marathon in Pennsylvania, which got canceled. Well, then they made it a virtual race. So I did the day part of the race on the rail trail, and I did the night part of the race in my backyard in my dog's fenced area, which is about 50 by 60.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
It's about 36 laps to the mile.
That's wild. Laurel, that sounds awful. I mean, God bless you, but that sounds really hard.
I did 51 miles in the 24 hours.
And wow.
I like took the backyard and I put my dog's agility jumps and cones over the tree roots so I wouldn't run over them in the middle of the night. And I did some training out here. I had probably trained, you know, 4 or 5 miles out here a couple of times just to kind of get the feeling of it.
Were you a little, so I've never run a marathon. I've heard that people, you can get a little delirious, you know,
yeah, like,
but running in a circle?
That. Yeah, it was actually, well, you know, I was running figure eights and serpentines and whatever. I was going off a Garmin for distance.
Awesome. But, well, yeah, that's.
It was fun. Actually, I put a boombox out here and, you know, at 4 in the morning, I'm blasting bluegrass music and it was awesome.
That's great. That's great. You're an inspiration. Thanks for calling into the show, Laurel.
Okay,
we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All awesome.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go now to Peggy in Dunbarton. Hey, Peggy, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Go for it.
I have a new knee.
Oh, congratulations.
And tomorrow is its 12-week birthday. And so I moved to New Hampshire a long time ago because of wanted to be, you know, I was a serious hiker and I wanted to live here. And so, you know, having to rehab this knee in this situation, because like Laura, I'm a devotee of the Concord Y, and mm-hmm. I have a fabulous trainer who helped me get ready for my surgery and all that. And I was expecting that she would, like, you know, keep on pushing me through the rehab. And so the cool thing because, you know, work is really hard in this situation and the world is really hard in this situation, is kind of my knee rehab has been my happy place, which I did not expect because it still hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being able to, like, advance just, like, 1 week at a time to the next level and seeking out the next trail in the area of what would be just a little bit harder than walking that flat trail last week, you know?
Oh, yeah, but I could totally see it how, you know, all of us, a lot of people are escaping into projects right now. And, you know, having your knee and this recovering from this surgery as a project and seeing the progress day to day and week to week has got to be really gratifying and probably a pretty good way to ground yourself in this madness.
Yeah, it's been a great thing to focus on. And like today, I discovered still a new trail. And I've lived here for 35 years and I didn't know this trail was 10 minutes from my house. And because in, you know, prior to this, I would not have sought out a flat trail.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah.
So I saw this trailhead in Hopkinton. I thought, I wonder what that one's like. And so I started walking. I went, this is great, you know, a little bit more hill than last week, but still really level tread, you know.
Awesome. Peggy, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Good to hear from you. And congrats
on
the new knee.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Deo, have you ever taught dance to someone with like a new knee or a new hip?
You know, when I was in college, I actually was teaching some classes at the YMCA in Manchester, and I had a very diverse group of students, you know, and so sometimes someone would come up and say, hey, if I'm going a little gentle, it just means I just had a surgery recently. So at times that would actually happen, Jack.
Yeah, yeah. And so let's go. We got another caller here, but I would just want to remind people to call us at 603-513-7700. We're talking about how and where you are finding time to exercise, work out, get your fitness in, whatever it is. How do you do it and what do you do? 603-513-7700 or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. We got an email from Carol. She says, I took up horseshoes, got some exercise by building the court. Social distancing is easy, she says, and it is fun. Maybe for you, Carol, not for everybody, but I definitely appreciate what you're saying. Let's go now to Jerry in Freedom. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. So you're a state rep?
Yes, I am. I'm a state rep, and things are a little bit different right now because even though we're doing a lot of constituent service work and other things like that, I don't have my three-hour round trip to Concord three times a week or so. And that gives me a little bit more time, which has been kind of pleasant. But I haven't really changed much of what I do because when you live in a rural area, you have the opportunity to go exercise without having to think about gyms or other things like that.
Right.
Today, went for a long run along Ossipee Lake and got to watch for a fair bit of time an eagle soaring around and diving into the water as a bald eagle. Got some videos of that and some pictures. Tomorrow, my wife and I will probably go walking up in the Freedom Town Forest. We live about a mile from that, hike up to a little ledge that we have a view down to the lake, have our lunch up there. And then Thursday, I'll probably go biking up in the same area, trail biking up there. And all these are things I would normally do, just that I have a little bit more time to do it because I'm not driving as much. And that's been kind of pleasant.
Yeah, well, wonderful. And I think a lot of people are having that experience who are living in more rural areas and doing this social distancing thing. You know, you could still go out into the woods behind your house. You can still bike down those rural highways. Thanks for calling into the show, Jerry. Is that you? I mean, I'm curious to hear more about the rural-urban divide here. If you live in Manchester versus or Nashua versus, you know, Freedom or north of the Notches, what's unique to your experience working out in this pandemic, exercising? Let us know. 513-7700, 513-7700. Let's go now to Mary in Hooksett. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. So do I understand that you're a surgeon?
I am a surgeon, and had to put my elective surgeries on hold, and that's been very frustrating for everybody, as you may imagine. It gives me a little bit more time because I'm doing, you know, very little in the office, mostly video and telephone things and sometimes injections, but that made me inspired to be more in shape and be more ready as I return to the hospital and have to be healthy while we're facing this coronavirus.
Yeah, and I've got a note here, too, that you're working out with your daughter.
Yes, so my 24-year-old daughter and I probably are in the best shape of our lives. We have a rowing machine and a set of hand weights, and we've made it sort of a nighttime ritual to either do that or do some of that 7-minute video that you talked about. Or the other thing that's been kind of fun is we're big hockey fans, and the Boston Bruins trainer has put out some videos, which are nearly impossible to do, but at least we try.
And so you do the 7-minute workouts?
We do. It ends up being more than just 7 minutes. It's 7 minutes, and then it's another 7 minutes, and it's another 7 minutes. So it's just a misnomer. But it does get your heart rate up, and that's what we're looking for.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks so much for calling in, Mary. We appreciate it. How about you listening? Are you dusting off the old bike in the shed before going off? Are you dusting off your old bike in your shed? A skateboard, anything that you are sort of reconnecting with in this moment, call us to tell us about it. 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. Another email from Erica in Concord. I play with Granite State Roller Derby here in Concord. This is the second time we've heard from somebody who does roller derby. I wonder if it's the same one. Erica, let us know. She goes on to say, we've been hosting virtual workouts on Zoom without skates and hosting even skating Zoom sessions. We also have the outdoor street hockey rink at White Park here in Concord, so some people have been skating there from time to time. We've cut our monthly dues down to $20 since we aren't skating at the YMCA or the Everett Arena here in Concord. Thanks, Erica, for that note. And do let us know if you are the same roller derby person or a different one. I'd like to know. And let's go to Rebecca in Portsmouth. Hey, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
So personally, I do a great variety of things. I walk around. There's a lot of places to walk in Portsmouth. I have a lot of workout tapes at home when it's raining with weights. I practice a lot of yoga. And my husband and I own a yoga and Tai Chi studio that obviously had to close. And we quickly retooled and went online and have 12 classes a week and 2 meditation sessions on Zoom. And we found we're getting a really good turnout for those classes.
That's great. Well, yeah. It sounds like you do a lot of inward practices, right? Yoga, Tai Chi, this is all stuff that's really good for your body and your mind. Is it helping you stay sane?
Sure. But I also walk every day, even when it's raining.
Yeah.
And I hike every, you know, I explore all the trails around here. I work out with weights. So I do a lot of variety. It's not all inward stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we found that people enjoy the Zoom classes as much to connect with each other.
Mm.
As well as, and our teachers are teaching on Zoom. So it's really turned out to be better than I would have thought.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. Deo is on the line. Deo Moueno in Manchester, dancer extraordinaire. Deo, I'm going to ask you one or two more questions about your dance practice, especially with your kids, when we come back in just a second here. But I want to remind people, this is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. We are live, and we want to hear from you about how you are staying active during this pandemic. Call us at 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. Stay with us.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where
my name is Rosemary. I'm from the Lakes region in New Hampshire. And because I am able to work part-time from home, I have downloaded the All Trails app, and I've used it to find local trails I didn't know about. And I try to walk about 4 miles a day. That way I get out when the weather is good and I'm doing something and not just sitting in my little corner working from home.
Welcome back. This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR, where we help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. Tomorrow night on New Hampshire Calling, we are going to look on the bright side. Most of us are stuck at home, but maybe that means you've had a backyard nature encounter you would not have had otherwise. Backyard Nature Encounters, Signs of Spring, that's tomorrow night's show. What are you seeing out your window or on your daily walk that's giving you a little bit of hope, that little sign of spring? You can always reach out in advance to let us know the signs of spring you are seeing, the backyard nature encounters you've had, at our email address, nhcalling@nhpr.org. Right now, we're talking about fitness in this pandemic, the things that you are doing to stay healthy, to stay active. Deo Moueno in Manchester is on the line with me. Deo, you have got three little kids, pretty little, right?
Yeah, my oldest is seven, and yeah. Then I have a 5 and a half, and my daughter is about to be 4 very soon. So yeah, I'm on the lower end for sure.
Yeah. Okay, and like, I see you on Facebook all the time. You post a lot of videos, and you are very active with your kids. And so talk about like dance in your house as a sort of, way to keep people moving, and keep the kids focused and active.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, growing up when I was with my brothers, we used to always dance. So as a father, I just always imagined that was going to be the thing with my, you know, with my children, and it is. So every time the music comes on, somebody's jamming out. Even when the music is not on, someone's dancing in one hallway, someone's dancing in the other. So it's just part of infuse in everything that we do. You know, we love music, we love dance, and it's cool because they're all my children, they all have their own styles. It's funny seeing them jam out, you know.
They got their own styles unique to their personalities.
Yeah, unique to their personality, but also unique to, the type of music they enjoy or they like dancing to. And so it's really cool.
Cool. Well, let's go to a call. We got John on the line in Kittery, Maine. Hey, John, thanks for listening across the border. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, so go right ahead.
I have an 8-year-old and a 13-year-old. And unlike everybody else in the show, we're failing miserably and, you know, turning in mud. But we have an unfinished treehouse. And we've been shooting arrows. We're doing archery with like a 25-yard target in this sort of backyard spot. Actually, perfect for what you're talking about for tomorrow night. Corridor in their mom's backyard.
That's awesome. That's great. And this is with both of your kids?
Both of the kids, yep. So all three of us have our own bows. And we try to shoot rounds, shoot all of our arrows. But I think it's working because there's so much time. Nobody really has time for archery, really. Usually, I would never think, you know, we wanted to. But because there's time, because there's no real rush to be anywhere, shooting a couple of rounds of arrows for 45 minutes or half an hour feels easy.
Awesome. Thanks, John, for calling in. We really appreciate it. We've got some time left, and there was one person that I really wanted to talk to on this show, but he couldn't make it at this time because at this moment he is teaching a class online. So I recorded a conversation with him yesterday, and we're going to play it for you now. And here's the setup. He's one of those people that it's almost hard to believe the kind of pivot he made in his life from a chief of police to a Tai Chi instructor. Here it is. Bill Halsey, it's Jack Rodolico. How are you?
Hey, Jack. I'm fine. How are you? You are very punctual.
Thanks for being on New Hampshire Calling. Introduce yourself.
My name is Bill Halsey. I'm a former member of the Concord Police Department. I was the Concord Police Chief and retired in the year 2000. And after my retirement, I went to acupuncture school, where I spent 6 years before getting a master's degree in Chinese and Japanese acupuncture. But my primary interest is in Tai Chi, and I'm teaching Tai Chi. And I've been practicing Tai Chi for over 24 years now and teaching for about the last 17.
So, Bill, what is the metamorphosis, if I could, from you know, police officer, chief of police to Tai Chi? Like, what is the connective tissue there?
Sure. For me, very early in my career, it was discovered that I had a very rare congenital bone condition, which scared me. Doctors told me that I would be unable to walk and that I would be in a wheelchair by the time I was 40. And there was no Western treatment or cure for that disorder, congenital disorder, something I was born with, had it my whole life. Had it the day I was born, I'll have it the day I died. And I began looking for ways to manage that disorder, and I tried various forms of exercise and eventually discovered Tai Chi. And since I've been practicing Tai Chi, I do it every day. I have to do it every day, and I am basically asymptomatic.
You are asymptomatic because of Tai Chi?
Yes. My condition is monitored by doctors at the Office of Orthopedic Oncology at Mass General, and they are absolutely incredulous that someone with my condition is in good a shape as I am, low these many years. It's been 40 years since my diagnosis.
Wow.
To the degree where the attending physician said he was going to begin studying Tai Chi because it obviously was kind of a miraculous cure for me.
And you are managing to continue to do this despite the pandemic in terms of teaching people, right?
Well, right now, I wouldn't actually say that I'm teaching. I have four classes a week.
We lift the left shoulder. When the left hand gets to the corner, we turn the palm out.
They're all people who already know some Tai Chi that they learned from me, and we have reviewed what they learned.
So that there is a constant opening and closing of the chest and the back, which bring health to your lungs and your kidneys.
Is Tai Chi the kind of thing that would be hard to start in the midst of this pandemic, or do you think there'd be a way to get started?
Well, actually, I've been thinking about that a lot recently. It's a hard thing to learn unless you're in a class with a qualified teacher. There are a lot of books out there. There are a lot of videos out there. I think it's a very difficult way to learn. But I've been starting to entertain thoughts of teaching new movements and teaching new students, but I haven't undertaken that yet. I think it would be kind of hard to start during this pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. Anything you want to add, Bill?
I would just say that Tai Chi is a form of exercise. It's considered a moderate aerobic form of exercise. But I think of it, and I use it as an acupuncturist, as more of a health regimen. Almost every one of these Tai Chi movements, or probably every one of these Tai Chi movements, is designed to stimulate certain acupuncture points that are good for treating varying health conditions, either to prevent disease or to work with people who already are experiencing some diseases. And I would highly recommend anyone who's interested to take a look at the Harvard Medical School Guide to Tai Chi, written by Peter Wayne. It's about 6 years old now, but it's a very good book, and it describes all of the conditions that Tai Chi is good for.
That's great. Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate your time.
Wonderful, Jeff.
Okay, great. Thanks,
okay.
Bill.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You too. Take care. That was Bill Hallisey, former chief of police of the city of Concord, New Hampshire, and now an acupuncturist as well as Tai Chi instructor right here in Concord. And on the line, Deo Moueno, this hour went by fast. We had a lot of great calls as usual. And I just want people to know, like, how can they find out more about you and your dance classes? Like, where can they go online?
Yeah, I mean, the easiest way to go find my work is going to Deo, D-E-O, Muano, M-W-N-O.com. I'm currently not teaching any classes on a weekly basis, mm-hmm. but I do host special classes for businesses or companies and organizations. But now and then I throw in a pop-up class a week. So that's a great place to go check out all my stuff. And if I have stuff posted, you'll be able to connect there. And then also on Twitter, it's Deo. Deo Moueno 1, and then Facebook is Deo Moueno, Instagram is Deo Moueno as well. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, thanks, Deo. It's great to have you on the show. Good to hear your voice, and I hope things stay well in Manchester, okay?
100%. Thank you.
Okay. I want to thank all of our guests who called in tonight, everyone who was listening and called in, and special thanks to Laura Canoy, Deo Moueno, and Bill Hallisey. New Hampshire Calling is produced by Emily Quirk. Pete Nakos is our community engagement producer. Corey Princell is NHPR's managing editor. Maureen McMurray is our show's executive producer. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, and remember, we are all in this together.